This is Winning the Game of Work, a podcast that helps you have the happy and successful career you've dreamed of. Because being smart and hardworking just aren't enough in today's competitive workplace. I'm your host, Terry McDougall, an experienced executive coach who will teach you all the right moves so you can win the game of work. Hey everybody, it's Terry McDougall with another episode of Winning the Game of Work. And today I'm doing a solo episode, and I am going to be talking about the Serenity Prayer. And I'll read it for you if you aren't familiar with it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So, you might be wondering why I'm talking about this prayer. And the reason is that so often when I'm working with people in a coaching relationship, they're totally frustrated by things that are going on at work. And it can be very, very helpful to zoom out and look at the situation to determine what they have some power to change. Sometimes, no matter what you do, you can try all different kinds of things, but it might be that it's like you're banging your head up against the wall, and all that's happening is that you're getting a headache. You're not going to change things in that situation. And when you can kind of zoom out and understand that it's worth your energy to try to change it and to have the courage to do that, or to realize no matter what you do, that things are never going to change. And then that leads you to something new. That leads you to the question of, should I stay or should I go? I actually wrote a blog about this many years ago, and it actually ended up in my book. And if you're familiar with the song that The Clash did, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Love it. I'm going to put it in the show notes so that you can listen to this if you're not familiar. I've definitely felt this way at work. I'm going to read the lyrics. You've got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. The indecision's bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Come on and let me know, should I cool it or should I blow? Even though this is about like a love affair, a lot of times we feel like that at work. That we're like, why aren't they appreciating me? You know, I'm working so hard. Why is my boss or others at work not noticing that? But sometimes we just got to really take ourselves out of being in that headspace and really zoom out, go back to that serenity prayer. Is this something that I can change? Have I tried everything that I can to change the situation? And if you truly have, maybe it's going to open your eyes up to realize that if you stay in that situation, you're going to continue to be unhappy. And rather than putting your energy into banging your head against the wall to try to change something that's never going to change and just giving yourself a headache, that if you can start to see that what you really want in that situation is not going to happen, that as scary as it is to think about leaving, you can redirect your energy into exploring. And let me just tell you that if you decide that you want to leave, and believe me, I've worked with people who have been in roles for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, who sometimes they come in one day and they're like, hey, there's a meeting in the conference room with HR and people are laid off, right? And it's scary. It's really scary to be laid off. And it's scary if you decide to leave after being in the same place for a long time. And it's natural because you're used to it and you've got your routine and you've got a steady paycheck, et cetera. But if you decide that you want to go, it doesn't mean that you've got to walk out the door tomorrow. It doesn't mean that you have to say, like, I quit, I'm gone. But if you just start to explore what options that you have, you might find that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, both in that maybe you're starting to look at your situation at work differently, or you see that there are other opportunities at your current employer. But even if they're not, even if, say, it's a toxic situation and you don't want to stay there. You've decided that you can't change the things that just aren't in alignment with what you'd like to have. If you can start to channel your energy from feeling scared or feeling angry into looking around to see what's out there, that can be really helpful. And like I said, you don't have to like up and quit your job. And, like that old song says, you don't have to tell your boss to take this job and shove it. You can just do your job, do what's required of you, and then start imagining what would you like to do next. I always tell people to find somebody that's doing the thing that you think you'd like to do. You don't have to know 100%, but find somebody who's doing something that's, more like what you think you want to do. And just ask them if you can have a quick conversation with them. I always give people a line where you can approach someone, and whether it's online or in person, and just say, hey, what you're doing looks really interesting to me. I'm starting to explore the next chapter in my career, and I'd love to have a conversation with you to learn more about what you do. And that can lead to getting more clarity. Maybe you're going to say like, oh, wow, that sounds awesome. I love it. Or maybe something looks one way from the outside. And once you talk to somebody who's on the inside and is doing that job, you realize that it's not something that's interesting to you. And that's okay, because if you've walked down that road, you can either backtrack and get on a different road, or maybe that's going to lead you in a slightly different direction. It feels good when you start directing that energy away from feeling scared and angry to feeling hopeful and curious. So I'm just going to leave it at that for today. It's just a real quick one, but just going back to what I was sharing at the beginning, whenever you are feeling frustrated at work, go back to that serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That can really make all of the difference in how you feel about what's going on and lead you to more productive action than that proverbial banging your head against the wall. So great talking with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and tune in next time. I will have lots of other great ideas for you on how to win the game of work. So, Terry McDougall signing off. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Terry back for just one more little chat. So, as an executive and career coach, just want to share with you what I do. I work with people to help them be more effective in their current roles. I help people who are in job transition to find that next great job for themselves. And I help people that are at that crossroads that I mentioned in this episode, should I stay or should I go? Because a lot of times it's hard to tell whether you should or not. And sometimes, if you develop new skills, if you figure out a new way to fall back in love with your job or to find a great opportunity at your current employer, it's great. You can stay. But sometimes you need somebody to hold that mirror up to help you see whether it's really a good place for you. Because sometimes we outgrow places, sometimes the culture changes, sometimes maybe it was never a great fit, but our fear is holding us back. And that's the time when you need to go. So, if you'd like to learn more about the services that I offer, please go to my website, terrybmcdougall.com. Look at the testimonials so you can see results that my clients have gotten. You can learn more about me, and you can set up a free, no obligation call with me to explore whether coaching might help you get to a place where you feel better and your energy is going into things that you love so that you have the job of your dreams and you're really enjoying your life. I'm all about helping people be successful and happy at work. So check it out, terrybmcdougall.com, and tune in next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Winning the Game of Work. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you'd like to get in touch, go to the show notes. I'd love to hear from you. And now get out there and start winning the game of work. I'm cheering you on.